this village. He was there. He had always been there. The people had seen the old man. It seemed forever. Everybody liked the old man. They waved. He waved back. There was something in his eyes. No one spoke of it, but everybody knew. When anyone felt bad, they walked by the old man. They waved. Their eyes did touch. He waved back. No words were spoken. No words were ever spoken. No words need be spoken. He lived in a world apart from them. In a glance, they were transported. They were transported. They knew not where. They did not care. Their cares did disappear. Even their questions. They hummed. They whistled. Some even sang. Like a mystery unsolved, happiness did appear. The entire village knew this happiness. Word spread. People began to come from everywhere. They traveled to this place, this village. They traveled to this place where happiness was free. It was free, and it was freedom. Long years of bondage melted, sadness said goodbye, and one cloudy day he was not there. The old man, he was not there. He was not sitting where he always sat. He was not waving as he always waved. He was not glancing as he had always done. Quiet crept over and through the village. They all knew. They all knew one day he would not be there. The spot was empty. This was the day. They all knew. They all knew he had only come for a while. They all knew. They knew his glance was another world. Silently, the village had said yes. Silently, the village opened its heart, and word did spread, and the people, they came. They came from everywhere. They heard stories. They heard stories from this one and that. Everybody's story was personal and charged. The people could not tell what charged the stories. Nothing was written. Nothing was ever written. The old man never spoke, nor did he write. The village continued on. They told their stories. They told their stories to those who came. Sometimes they just waved. Sometimes they just glanced. Happiness, it spread.